This suggests to me that one reason why he got away with it for so long, why so many people in the profession chose to turn a blind eye, was not only brute negligence towards women, nor fear of the career-destroying consequences for anyone who dared to speak out, but also because no one wanted to open the Pandora's box of a man like Weinstein's inner world, to look too closely at his greatest fears, any more than they wanted to recognize what, given half a chance, such a man might be capable of. This puts anyone seeking to combat these forms of violence in something of a double bind, or at least imposes on us the need for special vigilance. If sexual violence arises from a form of tunnel vision, on burying those aspects of the inner life that are most difficult to acknowledge or see, it is also the case that raising violence to the surface of public consciousness is not always transformative in the ways we would want it to be. Perhaps nowhere so much as in the field of sexual oppression does the adage apply that recognizing an injustice, bringing it to the world's attention, does not mean in and of itself that the offense will be obliterated and justice prevail. Weinstein's February 2020 conviction for criminal sexual assault in the first degree and rape in the third degree, together with his jail sentence of 23 years the following month, are a victory for women. He was, however, cleared on the two most serious charges of predatory sexual assault, which means that one of the women, the actress Annabella Sciorra, who had been the first woman to testify against him in a criminal court, was not believed. The suggestion by Weinstein's lawyer, Donna Rotuna, that she would be an excellent witness, as she had spent her whole life acting for a living, appears to have been effective, as if only liars make acting their career. The idea that this trial dismantled once and for all the image of the perfect rape victim, someone unknown to the assailant, certainly not in a relationship with him that continued after the rape, able to recover and recount her experience with perfect clarity almost from the moment it happened, might also have been premature. There is also the risk that the celebrity which put him under the spotlight might turn out to have served as a distraction from the perennial, mundane nature of sexual crime.